to worship Him. 我想我们每一个人呢、啊，都很盼望我们的生活、啊、能够得到喜乐。
And I think all of you wish that your life is full of joy.
尤其是我们基督徒。
Especially we who are Christian.
我们认识了主耶稣啊，从神那里啊得到这个活泼的盼望。
And since we know God and we receive much abundant hope from Him.
我们生活能够过得比别人更充实。
And our life is more meaningful.
所以我们的灵性的生活啊，是比一般人更喜乐。
So our spiritual life is more joyful than the rest of the people.
所以对于啊，能够让我们得到喜乐的生活啊，圣经啊给我们指导的很多。
And regarding joyful life, there are many Bible teachings.
那么我们有活泼的盼望。
From the Bible, and we who have abundant life.
对于将来啊，我们有一个正确的认识。
Sorry, a hope, and we would understand the future is stored for us.
那是不是啊？我们的目标啊，全部都是在将来。
And does that mean that all our emphasis would be on the future?
那么在这个世界上活着的这些年日当中啊，我们就活得很悲伤，活得很消极。
And that you would live a very sorrowful and very pessimistic life.
我想当然不是这样。
I don't think that would be the case.
我有些人以为啊，基督徒啊，好像这个也不能做，那个也不能做，好像生活的没有什么快乐。
And some Christians think that they cannot do this and they cannot do that, so therefore they do not find much joy in life.
其实，人呐、啊，不是从这种享受当中啊，才能够得到快乐的。
Actually, man does not depend on all this to receive joy.
基督徒的生活是积极的。
And being a Christian, we are very optimistic.
圣经也给我们指导了很多。
And the Bible gives us many teachings.
光是在箴言里面呢、啊，对我们生活的指导啊，就非常丰富了。
And from the teaching of the proverb, gives us much teaching.
很多人呢、啊、很喜欢读箴言。
And a lot of people like to read the book of Proverbs.
因为箴言呢、啊、总共有31章。
Because Proverbs has 31 chapters.
很多人呢、啊、很喜欢呢、啊、每天读一章。
And many people like to read each chapter a day.
今天是十号，我就在读第十章。
And if it's the tenth, then they would if it's the tenth of the day, of the month, then they would read chapter 10.
因为今天是三十号，我就读三十章。
And if it's the day 30th of the month, then he would read chapter 30.
因为他每一章每一章啊，每一节啊，彼此都没有有必然什么样的关联的。
And each chapter does not seem to have much relationship.
所以你随时来读，你读任何一章，从任何一节啊，都可以得到很多的造就。
So at any moment, any time you read each chapter, you would get much edification from it.
这箴言对我们生活啊，各种层面呢、啊，都有非常多的这个指导。
And Proverbs, from reading the book of Proverbs, will give you much guidance from all areas.
那箴言里面、啊、对于喜乐造诣相当多。
And there are many teaching regarding happiness from Proverbs.
也告诉了我们在我们的生活当中怎么样可以得到喜乐。
And it also teaches us how from your daily life you could be happy.
我们提出几个啊，经箴言里面啊所指导我们的，我们提出来啊，共同勉励。
And I'd like to touch upon a few items from the book of Proverbs for our mutual encouragement.
第一个、啊，我们来看箴言十五章。
The first point would be let us look at Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 30.
箴言十五章三十节。
Verse 30.
言有光，使心喜乐；好信息，使骨滋润。啊，这边说眼睛有光啊，会让我们一个人的心灵啊喜乐。
And here it says, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart.
一个人有眼光，这个让他得到快乐。
When a person have this look, it will bring happiness to his heart.
这边讲到的有眼，这个眼有光啊，是指的。能够看正面的，能够有积极的，看美好的一面。
And here a cheerful look means that a person look at things on the bright side.
有些人他的个性啊，他是很乐观的。
some very optimistic person.
有些人是很悲观的。
Pessimistic, and some are very optimistic.
同样看到一朵花。
They will look at a flower.
他就想到了天堂。
And this person will think of paradise.
由一朵花看到天堂。
When he saw this paradise, it reminds him of, when he saw this flower, it reminds him of paradise.
联想到天堂的美好。
And he could relate to the goodness of the paradise.
但是也有人因为看到一朵花，就想到了这个告别式，想到了殡仪馆了。
But on the other hand, this person would look at this flower and he would think of a funeral procession or a funeral or a coffin.
因为他很消极。
Because he's very pessimistic.
这就是看一个人他的眼光是怎么样的。
So this is all depends how you view things.
有些人呢、啊、看事情啊，总是很喜欢呐 钻牛角尖啊，喜欢呐、啊、往那种负面的一直去看。
And some people will look at things from all angles and look at from the negative point of view.
那么一个有眼光的人呢、啊，他可以看得很远。
And a person with good look, he would look things, look at things at a far distance.
有些人喜欢就下围棋，下棋。
Oh, some people like to play chess.
一般的人呐、啊，也许能够看到啊，下一步，哎，你走这个棋子以后啊，哎，我要怎么样、啊、来回应？
And some people may observe a game of chess, and they would respond by what steps should be taken next.
他想到就是下一步棋。
And he would think of the next step that should be taken.
哦，但是一个这个下棋的高手啊，他也可以看到这个五子以后，或者甚至十子以后的这个他的这个棋路了。
But as an expert, he would look at this. A step further, and he would plan all the move before he make a move.
他的眼光是超越的。
His viewpoint would supersede what is on the table.
很多人在做生意。
They are businessmen.
哦，大家看哪一个行业很会赚钱，很多人就一窝蜂啊，就赶快投入了。
And some would look at what business would make the most money, and therefore they would invest on that area.
但是一个啊有眼光的人，也许啊他就不跟人家在那里凑热闹了。
But on the other hand, if a person have a good viewpoint, he would not mix with these people that think highly on this investment.
因为他的眼光啊，也许看到这个行业现在虽然很好，但是可能啊马上就没落了。
He may see that this may be a good investment, but on the other hand, the next step for this business would be a downfall.
因为他的眼光看得很远。
Because he has a far eyesight.
那么这里所讲到的，一个人有眼光会让他得到喜乐。
Here tells us a cheerful look brings joy to the heart.
所以一个有眼光的人、啊、不是只有看到眼前。
So a cheerful look does not only see what is in front of him.
以色列百姓、啊、他们在埃及受到很多的苦。
The Israelites in Egypt received much suffering.
他们就哀求神、啊、求神拯救他们。
They cry to God to ask Lord to help them.
神垂听他们祷告，就差遣摩西来带领他们。
God heard their prayer and sent Moses to lead them.
结果出了埃及的大门不久啊，哎，他们遇到一些挫折。
As soon as they left the gate of Egypt, they met some trials.
遇到埃及的追兵来了。
They met the soldiers being coming from the rear.
或者遇到他们没有饭，没有这个食物可以吃了。
And they met they were without food for a while.
看到这么多人没有水可以喝了。
And at a time they did not have water to drink.
困难就在眼前了。
And what they could see is the problems in front of them.
很多人的心啊，哇，马上啊就这个冷了下来。
And at that time, many people have lost their heart.
他们看到眼前这一步啊，他们是没有办法跨过去的。
Because what they saw was what lies ahead of them, and they could not overlook the problem in front of them.
马上啊，就在那里啊，啊发怨言，在那里这个攻击摩西了。
Immediately, they complained and they attacked Moses.
你为什么把我们带出来啊？
They asked, "Why did you bring us out?"
其实多久以前呢、啊？他们还苦苦的哀求，那么求神，请摩西带领他们。
But in actual fact, they were crying for help, and they were crying for Moses to lead them out.
但是现在他们马上想，哇，埃及有各种的蔬菜，在旷野什么都没有。
But now they look back and say how plentiful of vegetables that they had, and now they had nothing.
所以他们看不过啊，这个短短的这么一步。
So they cannot see. They cannot oversee what in. They cannot overlook what was light. What was light in front of them.
在平顺的地方，他们当然很高兴了。
And when things go smoothly, of course they were very happy.
但是事实上，在很亨通、很顺利的地方啊，这个也不是永远的。
But when they have plenty and abundant things, that would not last forever.
所以圣经也勉励我们呢、啊，要有比较超越的这个眼光。
So the Bible tells us that we must have the eyesight to supersede what lies ahead of us.
不要只把我们的眼光啊放在这个今天啊，或者是在我们属肉体的啊这一辈子。
And don't put your viewpoint on today or things that pertaining to the flesh.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let us look at Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章
Second Corinthians chapter 5
四章
Let us look at verse 4
哥林多后书第四章十六节
Chapter 4 verse 16
十六节
16
所以我们不上胆外体虽然毁坏内心却一天心是一天我们这自战自清的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀
17
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。啊，这里说啊，虽然我们在肉体上面呢、啊、是逐渐呢、啊、随着年日，那么不断的在衰残。
So he tells us here we will age according to the time.
但是我们明白啊，当我们肉体毁坏过一天这个之后啊，我们将要啊在这个神国里面呢、啊、来与神见面。
But We know that as we are wasting away physically, but we are day by day closer to God.
那个是神为我们预备最美好的地方。
And the Lord has prepared us a very wonderful place.
神的国不是用我们这个会朽坏的肉体啊去承受的。
The kingdom of God is not to be received by our physical flesh.
是用我们的灵命啊灵体才能去承受的。
And it is.Our spiritual soul that we shall receive this heavenly kingdom.
那个虽然不是用我们的眼光，用我们现在属肉的眼睛可以看得见。
And the kingdom of God cannot be seen with our physical eyes.
但是用我们信心的眼睛就可以看得到了。
But we must see it with our spiritual eyesight.
那个是存到永远的一种荣耀。
And that is a glorious.That's the glorious thing that will last forever.
所以当我们有这样的一种认识的时候
So if you have this kind of understanding,
也代表我们是一个有眼光人
That will bring you that a person with good eyesight.
因为我们的眼光是超越的
Because our eyesight surpass the present.
我们就能够看淡啊在世界上这些不管是荣华富贵或者是啊各样的这种试炼
Then you would look lightly uponThis world and the test that been laid for us.
在这个世界上啊，不管是顺境，不管是逆境
in this world, no matter we are successful or unsuccessful,
不管是丰富，不管是缺乏
whether you are lacking or whether you are full,
我们都能够活得很喜乐
We will able to be living in a wonderful, in a happy life.
因为我们已经看耶稣基督啊为至宝
because we look upon Jesus as precious
看万事为粪土
and we look things as rubbish
看神为我们安排的是最美好的
and we see things that have been arranged by God is the best
只要出自于神的安排我们就默然不语啊我们就很坦然的来接受
as long as the things have been arranged by God we would not complain and we would accept it
所以像约瑟啊他虽然遭遇了非常多的这种波折苦难
And look at Joseph, how much tribulation and trial he received.
甚至被他兄弟出卖了。
And even to the point he was being sold by his brothers.
但是他没有把他放在心上。
But all this he did not put it into his heart.
当他的兄弟很害怕、战战兢兢的来见他的时候
，And when his brother was trembling and afraid came to see him，
反而啊，安慰他的兄弟。
He on the other hand comforted his brother。
他说：“我怎么能够代替神呢
？”He said， "How could I represent God？"
原来你们是要害我的。
You actually wanted to harm me。
但是神有他美好的旨意。
But God has His wonderful will。
神的旨意原是美好的。
And the will of God it is good。
虽然一时啊有很多的这个波折。
No doubt at the time there were much tribulation。
但是神啊却要成就这么美好的光景。
But God wanted to use this environment。
假使我在那个时候我就逃掉了
，to its purpose, and if that time I were to ran away,
甚至我受不了就自杀了
，and if I couldn't stand it at that time, I could have committed suicide,
或者我就屈服了
，or
或者我就改变我的很多的想法了
，or at that time I would change my mind,
也许啊，今天我就看不到这么荣耀的啊一种情况
，if I did that, then I would not able to see such.A wonderful, wonderful thing today.
所以，因为信仰的观念，让我们更有眼光。
Because of our religion, it enables us to have better eyesight.
让我们的人生呢是过得更积极。
And we would have a very active life.
让我们能够有美好的一面呢来看人生。
And this enables us to look at a brighter side of life.
看各样临到我们的试验呢，作为我们呢能够进步的啊一种动力。
And we would view all trials and tribulation as our motive to be better.
所以一个有眼光的人，他必定得到喜乐。
So if a person have good eyesight, he certainly will have joy.
再来，我们再看另外一个让我们喜乐的原因。
And next we will look at another reason to enable us to be happy.
我们看箴言二十一章。
Let us turn to Proverbs 21.
箴言二十一章。
Proverbs 21.
十五节
，verse 15。
秉公行义，使义人喜乐，使作孽人败坏。啊，这边说，秉公行义啊，就是做公义的事情。那么这个啊，会让一个人喜乐的。
And here it says, when a person do justice, it will bring him joy.
每个人呐、啊，都常常会认为自己所做的、啊、是最正确的。
And most of us would think that what we have done is the correct.It's the most correct way.
我们看同这一章的第二节。
Let us look at the chapter 21, verse 2.
第二节说，人所行的在自己眼中都看为正，唯有耶和华衡量人的心。行公义、公平，比献祭啊更蒙耶和华悦纳。这里说一个人所行的，常常都自己啊认为这是绝对正确的。
So here tells us a man's way it seems always seems right to him.
那么跟我的想法不一样，跟我做法不一样啊，哇，都是啊，应该谴责的。
And if the person has different view and different ways, then we would think that's wrong.
但是这里说，只有神啊才能够这个断定是非，只有神啊才知道什么是正确的。
Here it tells us the Lord knows the best and what is right.
也因此啊，我们要时常啊来寻求神的旨意。
And therefore we would seek for God's will.
常常多读经啊，让这个用圣经神的话语啊，神的教训啊，来对照我们的这种各种的言行。
We would read the Bible and to know His way and to compare with what our decision would be，
才不会常常自以为啊，我所想的、我所做的、啊、就是正确的。
Then only then you would not always think that you always do the right thing.
看到别人说什么做什么，就想怎么可以这样呢？怎么可以那样呢
？And when you hear people say something, and you would criticize.
我们要这个常常啊来寻求，假使是神的话，他应该会怎么做的
？We always ponder if it's God, what would He do?
一个照神的旨意啊来做的人啊，这边说比献祭啊更能够蒙耶和华悦纳。
Here it tells us if a person do the right thing.He would pleases God more than his offering.
圣经上常常勉励我们呢、啊，要让我们所做的工啊，能够得到果效。
And the Bible tells us that we must, what we do, must please God.
最大的果这个最大的果效啊，就是能够被神所悦纳。
Sorry, what we do must be fruitful, and the the work must be acceptable to God.
而不是得到这个人的掌声。
And not to be received praises from men.
所以我们工作的目标啊，就是要盼望得到神悦纳我们这个工作的果效。
So our motive to do holy work is to please God.
那我们这个寻求啊，这个神的旨意来做合神心意的事情，这样的那么会让我们得到喜乐的。
So we do the do the right thing, and this will bring us happiness.
那么神愿意我们做的事情啊，当然是光明的事情。
When the thing that God allows us to do, it is things of brightness.
所以主耶稣说他就是世上的光。
So Lord Jesus said he is the light.
一个跟随主耶稣的人呐、啊，那么他就不会在黑暗当中在那里摸索了。
A person who follows Jesus, he would not be in the dark and wandering about.
在南美那边呐、啊，那么这种犯罪行为啊，这个很普遍。
In South Africa, it's very common to find people doing evil.
那边也有很多人呢、啊、是信仰这个天主教。
And there are many Catholics there.
那么因为生活穷困呢、啊，有些人就受雇啊，这个受雇啊，那么去做一些这个非法的事情了。
And there are many people that are very poor, and therefore they would do something illegal.
那么受这个拿了几个钱呢、啊，那么就受雇啊，那么去杀一个跟我无冤无仇的一个人。
And they would take on the a contract to kill people. So when they receive a contract with money, they would go and kill innocent people.
那么要去做这件事情以前呢、啊，哇，那就像先向这个圣母在那里忏悔。
And before they go and take the mission, they would go to the confession box to make confession.
啊，我现在因为生活的需要啊，我必须要去做这件这个杀人的事情。
And he would say, because of my poor environment, I need to take out this contract to kill people.
好像祷告完以后啊，那么再去做这个事。
And after his prayer, he would go and do his thing.
那么神会喜欢我们是做这样的事情吗
？Would God please when we do this kind of thing?
在黑暗当中行事啊，所行出来的事情啊，就不是神所喜悦的。
The things that you do in the dark would not be pleased God.
明明知道是神所不喜悦的，我们又去做啊，这个啊，就是一种犯罪的行为了。
And when you know that thing that doesn't please God, and yet you do it, then that would, that you have committed a sin.
我们看约翰一书。
Let us turn to First John.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter one.
第六节。
Verse six.
约翰一书第一章第六节。
Verse six.
我们若说是与神相交，且人在黑暗里行，就是说谎的了，是不行真理的了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也要洗净我们一切的罪。这里讲说啊，我们与神相交，相交就是一种这个交通，一种团契。
Here tells us the fellowship withFellowship, and fellowship means that we have communion with one another.
我们常常说要跟神啊，有更进一步的、更亲密的一种交往。
And we often say that we must have a closer relationship with God.
这就是这边所讲到的与神相交。
And this is what it meant by fellowship with Him.
那么我们嘴巴是这么样来讲，说我们要怎么样来这个更进一步跟主耶稣有更亲密的关系。
And often we would say how close we want to be with our Lord Jesus.
但是我们所做的、所行的，却常常都是好像在黑暗里面一样。
But often the things that we do are seems to be in the dark.
很多事情啊是不能够摊在阳光底下的。
And many things cannot be brought out to the light.
都是好像啊，这个不是很光明正大的。
And things that we do seems to not that cannot be exposed to people, other people.
只能够在背地里面讲，是在背地里面行。
It only can be done behind people's back and away from people.
假使是这样的话，那么就是说谎话的，是不行真理的。
If that's the case, then he would be a liar and would not tell the truth.
假使我们真与神相交
，If we have fellowship with the Lord,
我们人有很多的软弱
，Man has many weakness.
但是神的这种慈爱啊，就要在我们人的软弱上面呢、啊，来显出它的完全了。
But God is merciful, and God's merciful can be manifested to us to be complete.
我们有很多这个软弱啊，神会用他的爱来这个掩盖我们。
And we have many weaknesses, and God uses His love to cover us.
因为我们愿意这样照着神的旨意来做，但是啊，那些这个我们做不到的软弱啊，那么神会为我们，会帮助我们来成全我们的不足。
And when, as long as you want to do the thing that pleases God, and if you cannot do it, God will help us in our shortcoming.
就怕一个人呢、啊，明明知道神的道路在这里，但是他却是啊偏向这个黑暗的方向啊走去了。
And what is most fearful is that we ourselves know it is that the way that we take it does not please God, and yet we take upon it.
所以在神的道路上面来走啊，那么才能够得到神的喜悦。
Only you walk the pathway of God, this would please God.
因此我们所行的不是要来寻求人的这种欢喜啊，而是要讨神的欢喜。
So the things that we do, we do not seek the pleasures of man, but on the other hand, it should be the pleasures of God.
不管是这个在道理的这个遵行方面，或者是我们为人处事的一些原则上面。
Whether it is keeping the truth or the principle of dealing with men.
就像保罗啊，他对于加拉太教会他就是非常严厉的指责他们。
And for example, Paul is very stern to the church of Corinth.
所以他离开了这个加拉太的教会啊，很快的，这个教会就受迷惑了。
And it's Galatians, and telling them as soon as he depart from Galatia, they receive false teaching from other people.
让教会的真理啊受到混淆了。
And the truth in the church is now being mixed.
那假使继续啊来传，或者继续来行这些啊这个混淆的这些道理。
And if they continue to preach the such a teaching,
就是啊该受咒诅的了。
Then they would be punished severely.
所以保罗他也这么讲。
And therefore Paul has spoken like this.
我们看加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter one was10.
加拉太书第一章第十节。
With ten,
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是要讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。我们呢、啊，要寻求这个神所喜悦的事情。
And we must do the thing that pleases God.
要知道神要我们做的是什么。
And we must know.What God wanted us to do.
不是一味的讨人的喜欢。
It is not when we do something to please man.
因为我们是神的仆人。
Because we are a servant of God.
我们是要秉公行义的人。
We must do just.
这个秉公行义啊，不是要做一件事情啊，让我自己得到欢心。
And to do something is that is just does not mean you do things that pleases you.
是要来做一件事情叫荣耀神的。
You do the thing.In order to glorify God.
所以哥林多前书里面说啊，说凡事都可行啊，但不都造就人。
So in Galatians it says that all things are permissible, but not all that edify people.
我们做任何的事情啊，为的就是要让神的名得到荣耀。
Everything that we do, we must glorify His name.
做了这些事情，能够让神的名得到荣耀吗？能够让弟兄姐妹得到造就吗
？And when you do the thing, does it glorify the name of God? Does the brothers receive much edification?
在道理上面来这个走在真理上面。
And when you walk in the truth,
在我们的很多的行为上面呢、啊，能够让神得到荣耀。
And when you walk in the truth, and when youdo the things that glorify God.
现在这个社会越来越开放。
And now this world are very liberated.
就像世界各国啊，好像很多的国家对于同性恋的一些事情啊，好像越来越能够接受。
And there are many countries that accept same sex.
有一些国家啊，慢慢的能够啊，这个接受和同性恋者啊来结婚是一些合法的事情。
And many countries now accept same sex marrying the same sex.
甚至有一些教堂啊也跟进了、啊，为了要赢得啊什么这个许多人的欢心呢、啊。教会啊，也让他们能够进到会堂来，来为牧师啊，为他们来证婚。
And there are places that wanted to please the congregation. The priest would allow them to marry in their church.
一个国家一个地区这样子做，也许
that are practicing this kind of thing.
很多人呢、啊，也不断在美化它。美化，哎，把这个事情讲得像是很美的一件事情。
And there are many people that look at this thing as acceptable, and they would say good things about it.
有一些作家，或者是有些人拍电影，哇，把这个啊同性恋者他们当中的一些恋情啊，把他们呢、啊、这个讲的是好像一件很美的事情。
Some author would write a book and describe the gay as a wonderful experience.
不管这个世界的风气怎么样改变，
no matter what the world is changing.
但是以圣经的观点看起来，这些都是在黑暗当中的事情。
But from the viewpoint of the Bible, all these are done in the darkness.
都是神所憎恶的这个罪恶的事情。
And all these are very detestable to God.
永远呢、啊、都没有办法在神的面前呢、啊、来这个得到神的悦纳。
And these things would never be acceptable by God.
是神所要咒诅的。
And these will be accursed by God.
像这样子啊，世界上有很多好像原来啊那、这个大家不能够接受，但是啊越来越就变成合法化。
And many things that seems to be that not acceptable by people, but on the other hand, it is gradually more acceptable now.
但是我们都应当去判别哪些事情啊是神所喜悦的，哪些事情啊是黑暗当中的事情。
But we as a Christian must able to discern what is in the darkness and what things that pleases God.
让我们能够行在光明当中。
And this would allow us to do things in the light.
让神和人啊喜爱我们的心啊一起增长。
That God will allow our heart to grow with Him.
主耶稣他成长的过程就是这样。
And this is how our Lord Jesus grew.
说他的智慧跟身量啊，还有神和人喜爱他的心啊，是一起增长的。
Said he grew with his statures, and people are very fond of him.
我们也盼望啊，我们的灵性啊，各方面都能够不断的在成长。
We hope that in all areas, especially our spiritual life, able to grow.
尤其是我们信主越来越久，
especially those who believe in the Lord for many many years，
好像我们的身量是不断的增长。
It seems that our height may be growing，
但是我们对真理的这种认识，在圣经道理或者是各样信仰生活的一些判别啊，一些判断能力有没有越来越增长
？And do you know the Bible and do you？Your capability to discern growing in according with your height.
我们有没有让神和人呐、啊，那么喜爱我们的心呐、啊，都一起这个增长
？And did your heart grow? Did your heart was able to grow as well?
这个就看他是不是啊，越来越能够行在这个主耶稣的道路上面。
And this is all depends.Whether this person walks in the path of our Lord Jesus.
他在道理上面的认识，对真理的坚持。
He walk in the truth and walk in the path of truth and the truth that he holds on.
或者是横向的，是不是能够借着以主耶稣的爱啊，那么爱我们周边的人。
And does he use it as a laterally that when Jesus loves him, does he love others as well?
做一个和平的使者
，and he is a mediator to bring peace.
在众人当中啊，我们来传达这种和平的福音
，and that among people he preached the gospel of peace.
让这个世界是越来在让这个教会啊是越来越和睦
，and allow the harmony in the church to grow and in the world as well.
因为行神的真理啊，越来越和睦。
Because when you practice the truth of our Lord Jesus, you'll be more harmony.
让我们彼此啊，都能够得到喜乐。
And this will enable us to have joy.
也得到更多的长进。
And you will certainly receive growth.
我想这些啊，都是让我们能够得到喜乐的事情。
And I believe all this thing will able to bring you happiness.
这样的喜乐啊，不是只有我们自己。
Such a happiness not only towards yourself only.
不但是我们喜乐，神也得到喜乐。
Not only that you are happy, God will be happy as well.
因为这样的事情啊，让圣灵不担忧。
And because of this, you did not allow the Holy Spirit to grieve.
圣经勉励我们呢、啊，不要让圣灵担忧。
The Bible tells us, do not allow the Holy Spirit to grieve.
当一个人呢、啊，越来越偏向这个黑暗了、啊、
，When a person walks towards the darkness,
或者是一个教会越来越不能够长进了、
啊、，Or a church that does not able to grow,
不但弟兄姐妹不能够得到喜乐
，Not only this will bring unhappiness to the brothers and sisters,
当然圣灵也要担忧了
，Then of course the Holy Spirit will grieve.
所以盼望我们大家都能够啊，借着行真理。来得到更多的喜乐。
So I hope that you can practice the truth to receive more joy.
让我们因为有属灵的眼光，能够这个看淡很多的事情。
May you have a good good eyesight, then you can look at things broader.
能够追求神所喜悦的事情。
And you will be able to pursue things that pleases God.
晚上我们用这些啊来做彼此互相的勉励跟提醒。
And I shall use this for my mutual encouragement for tonight.